doing the dishes. When I was 11, I ran all the time. I got up in the morning, put on my Keds and my shorts and my shirt, and I ran down to breakfast. Then I ran over to Janie Kreback's house, because we would run around the neighborhood and look for deposit bottles that we could take to the prune shop and turn in for penny candy. We called it the prune shop because the little old lady who stood behind the double glass counters had a face like a dried prune, with little mouse eyes and a little twitchy nose. She didn't like kids. It's very difficult to pick out penny candy fast. I'll have 2 watermelon slices and a bazooka. No, wait. I want a buddy bar, 3 bubble gum. No. Jeez, kids. Will you hurry up? I haven't got all day. But she did. That's all she did all day long, is stand there and wait for kids to pick out candy. When the bells at Our Lady of Perpetual Sorrows rang the noon Angelus, I ran home, grabbed a sandwich, and ran all the way down to the end of Dublin Street so I could sit on the storm sewer and watch the train that was going back to the switching yard. I always waved at the engineer so he knew I was a good girl. But secretly, I had put pennies on the tracks to make the cars tip over. I had to run past the convent, because Sister Anacletus, when she wasn't teaching school or praying, God wanted her to get little kids and make them do jobs. I always ran through the churchyard, because it belonged to Janie's big brother, Alan, and Ronnie Smith. And if they caught me there, they'd run me down with their big Schwinn Roadmaster bicycles. But they never did. I was the fastest kid in the neighborhood. I tried to teach my brothers how to kick a football over the roof of our house, but they couldn't do it. I could do it easy. I was the strongest kid in the neighborhood. At 6 o'clock, when the Angelus bells rang again, I went home for supper. And once it got dark, it was my favorite time of the day to run. That's when my dad stood in the middle of Dublin Street with his wristwatch in his hand, and he clocked me as I ran from the Micheleski's driveway all the way to the end of the street. I ran barefoot because I loved the way the hot tar felt under my toes, and when I stretched my legs out as far as they could go, he was a blur when I ran past. And then I wasn't on Dublin Street. I was running on a track, and people were cheering. I was probably the fastest kid in the world. The summer I was 12, I didn't run. My big sister Maria got sick, and Mom had to spend a lot of time with her, sitting up in her room. Besides that, my brothers didn't want me to kick the football over the house anymore. They said Alan made fun of them because even a girl could do it. Janie didn't run anymore either. She said girls didn't run because then they sweat and they stink. Besides, she just wanted to stand around and watch Ronnie Micheleski play stickball. My mom said young ladies did not sit on storm sewers and wave at engineers when they went by. My dad said, I was too old to run around the neighborhood barefoot, and it was time for me to start doing something useful, like the dishes. Oh. I hated doing the dishes. I hated the fact that with all of us at the table, there was always a never-ending supply of dishes, and at the end of every meal, they had to be scraped, stacked, rinsed, washed, rinsed, dried, and put away, because the next night we were going to take them out again, and those dishes got used, and then they got scraped, stacked, rinsed, washed, rinsed, dried, and put away, because the next night we took them out one more time, filled them up with macaroni and cheese, or tuna casserole, or fish sticks, and then we had to scrape, stack, rinse, wash, rinse, dry, and put away. We never got finished. We didn't use dishwashing liquid. We used a powder. It was called Does. Does does it. It comes in a box. Mom used it to wash clothes. Dad used it to wash the white walls on the Mercury. If I used too much, it made me sneeze and made my fingers itch. We bought it, not because it was good, but because there was a free dish in every box. Think about it. The Dawes people sent us a free dish for no reason. Every time we had a box, there was another dish. But they were not very good about sending us a lot of different sizes, so we had a big stack of saucers, but not a lot of plates and bowls. It's a good thing we used a lot of Dawes, because we broke a lot of dishes. They didn't hold up real well with all the kids, and every dish had a chip. My dad said he couldn't keep anything in the house 15 minutes that we didn't break it. They weren't pretty dishes. They were plain white with one skinny stalk of yellow wheat right in the middle. And they chipped all the time. But hey, they were free dishes. The summer that I turned 12, they opened the Menlo Park Shopping Center right near my house on the turnpike. Without even asking, Bamberger's department store sent my mother a charge card. And suddenly, my mom could go shopping whenever she wanted. Mostly she came home with underwear and socks and towels. But one day, she came home with a whole set of dishes. 72 pieces, all at the same time, and they all matched. She spread them all out on the kitchen table, and it looked like a little garden with pink and blue flowers and green leaves. They were beautiful. Well, the first thing we had to do is I had to wash, rinse, dry, and put them all away. But I didn't care. When it was all over, they were stacked up in the cupboard, and they looked wonderful. And there on the counter were all of the dishes from the boxes of Dawes, a bunch of mismatched, chipped, and really ugly dishes. And she said, I wonder what I should do with those. And I felt a squeezing in my chest, and I said, I could just throw them out the back door. What? I could just throw them out the back door onto the driveway. And she looked at me, and she looked at the dishes, and she said, just promise me you'll clean up. Honest, for no reason, my mom was going to let me take a stack of dishes out onto the back porch and heave them into the driveway. My mom, who saved everything, string, tin foil, paper bags, toothbrushes, she was going to let me take out a whole set of dishes. I didn't even give her a chance to stop. I opened the back door and I took them out there. Our driveway ended at the garage. That's where my dad always parked the Mercury. I picked up a cup, and I threw it. And it sailed through the air, but I didn't throw it really hard, so it just broke and then rolled into the gutter. Then I picked up a saucer. We had lots of saucers. And I threw it. And when it hit the asphalt, it made a star of white powder on the black. And then I picked up another one, and another one, and I started to throw as fast as I could. And just then, my brothers came down the driveway, and they saw me, and they said, you are going to get in so much trouble. And then they saw Mom looking out the window, and they said, can we do it? Can we do it? She said, no. She has to wash them. She gets to break them. And I threw, and I threw, and I threw until my arm got tired, and I was all out of dishes. And when it was done, I got out the snow shovel and a broom, and I swept it all up and put it in the garbage. Then I turned on the hose and washed down the driveway so that by the time my dad got home, he didn't see a thing. When we had supper that night, it was very pretty. The table was all set so that everything matched. Dad sat down and he said, what's all this? Oh, yes, well, there was a sale today at Bamberger's, 50% off. What a bargain. Everybody knew my father would buy anything if it was a bargain. We had a very nice supper. Nobody spilled anything. Nobody chipped anything. Nobody knocked anything over and made a mess. And when it was all over, as we were getting ready to stand up and clear the table, my father said, yes, but what about the old dishes? They were still very serviceable. What about those? And my mom just looked at me and said, I know. That's why I gave them to somebody who could really use them. And she smiled at me as I stood up to scrape and stack and rinse and wash one more time.